So, yeah, you're gonna get a little bedding, you know. I just bought a cold brew container.
That's pretty nice.
Oh yeah, we said we were gonna review that.
I haven't bought it yet, but I just got it off Amazon, and it works great. So that's a tax write-off.
Duff the Needle sent me this free mug.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah,
it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
No, how much for $700?
I just put the sticker on the.
Why did you trick us so, Nicholas?
I'm a trickster, dude.
That's true. You're Loki.
We're entering my moon phase. I'm a trickster moon.
I love all the trickster gods and shit. The Greek, the little satyrs and shit.
Satyrs?
Yeah, he was like a half man, half goat, and he was horny as shit, and he was a trickster. He was just like a little goat guy.
Isn't that Pan?
Maybe it was Pan, but I think they're called satyrs. And
How about this? Poon's Labyrinth, and it's about a vagina that twists and turns.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, yeah. I've never seen Pan's Labyrinth, so.
I think it's something about war or something.
No, allegory.
Pacific.
Oh yeah, it is during the
Pacific
Civil War.
Rim, and it's about eating out a Hawaiian girl's asshole. Oh, okay.
That sounds pretty cool. Yeah. I would like that, whether it was a movie or just an activity I got to do.
Guillermo del Toro, right?
Did he? Yeah, he made Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim goes off.
I forget that. Yeah, that movie rules.
How about Gay Queermo del Toro?
That's good.
It's Gay Queermo del Homo.
That's very good. Wow. Ryan Shutt, my roommate, is roast battling Adam.
Guillermo del Toro?
No, Adam Amawala, and I told him he should use is call him Adam Gay Koala.
That is a good one, dude. Ryan's going to win that roast battle.
Yeah.
I call him Adam Gay Koala, be like, what are you sucking, eucalyptus flavored dicks? You fucking gay koala.
That's a good roast.
You're really bad at roast jokes, dude.
Huh?
You can only do self-deprecating humor. You're bad at roasting.
I'm not good at roasting. Yeah. I mean, I had a couple okay ones.
You're good at roasting.
I'm okay at it.
Yeah. Really?
You're fine at roasting. Stop on stage and they're like, Stop's fat. And Stop's like, ladies, I love chocolate. I'm like, is that a roast joke?
I don't like roasting because I'm not a mean guy. I'm cute. I'm a nice boy. You know,
you're good at roasting, like doing crowd work roasting.
That's true. Yeah. If it's in the moment, if I'm
you're pretty good at Funny Moms last week.
Yeah, that
drunk
woman was insane.
That drunk woman.
If you're out there, holler at me. You're my wife.
Yeah, honestly, I thought you're gonna smash.
Afterwards. I did.
Yeah,
I fucked you 6 times. So that's nice. That.
The classic 6-time fuck. One fuck for every bullet in the gun.
The machine gun fuck, dude. Boys, I never really gave you guys the rundown from Greece, man. Don't you guys want to know about my magical trip?
No,
you
tried to
trip?
Do it 3 times and we've gotten bored. So I don't know if
okay,
that's
well, guess what, bitch? I'm not saying anything anymore. Well, that's that. You know,
yeah,
I had notes
and
everything.
Try and tell us a story about George, you know.
No, it's not about
buying
George.
Shoes.
He never bought shoes, so... You know, and I haven't seen you open a beer with your gifts, by the way.
Adam kept shoving that thing in his mouth.
It's well, a I just have an oral fixation.
Beer opener, and he's sticking the dick.
I don't know what you
mouth.
Mean, little no. dick shaped. I think it was.
He said literal.
Oh, I think it was pretty average slash small.
Average
slash
colors
large.
Too. That's what a normal dick looks like.
Yeah, like a seafoam green dick.
Yeah, like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Yeah.
Like Ray Sharkey's Phoenix Dick. Shouts out Ray Sharkey. He's the real ass dude of the week. He's the real ass dude. Who's making those songs for Lewis?
I don't know, man.
We need somebody to make a song for a thing I say in the middle of the show. Yeah. Not the theme song of the show.
I feel like Lewis is really good at mobilizing people to do work for him for not a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like graphic design work and like... Production
I
work
pays people.
Well, yeah, but I feel like he has like a dead. He's good
Lewis,
at
Lewis is
crowdsourcing.
Lewis is definitely good about paying people, but he's not charitable. There's a difference between the two.
Yeah,
interesting.
Sure.
I pay people and I'm charitable. Like I give you guys money for shit that I shouldn't.
Like what?
Advertising income.
Come on, we should get advertising income.
Yeah. Well, I mean, certainly not the split that it is.
We're selling our asses too.
Yeah.
You know.
I want to do a read.
I get to cut all the money that Adam brings. Well, Adam doesn't touch any of the money.
Yeah.
When he
I don't
goes out on the street, the money comes to me.
Yeah. He's got to kick up.
Yeah. His pimping ain't easy.
Where's his taste?
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Daddy needs his taste.
Thanks, Daddy.
Don't call me that.
Thanks for protecting me, Daddy.
Thank you, Papito.
It's dangerous out on these streets. Thank you, Papito. Yeah. Did you watch the Pimp Show yet?
Which one?
The James Franco Pimp Show?
No.
No, I'm not watching that show.
All right.
Yeah, everyone keeps asking it looks me like to shit, review dude. The it's autistic good. Doctor show.
Why does it look like shit?
I don't know. It looks weird.
What do you mean weird?
It doesn't look good. What the fuck do you want me to say?
Yeah, oh, those period, there's like those period drama.
Yeah, it's cheesy, dude.
Recent, no. What is it? What's the, what are those called? Not, it's they're good. Not period dramas, but like Mad Men or recent history period.
Period
dramas.
Piece.
Yeah, it's a period
piece.
Drama.
I feel like that look has.
Mad Men does look.
They
cool.
have worn that out, and now, I have an now affinity, the trick doesn't work anymore.
I have an affinity for anything that's set in like shit New York, like 1970s, like when it looked bad.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, like that.
Everyone
that,
likes that.
That always
that's
gets
cool.
me.
That's not cooler.
I think American Hustle was the movie that sort of broke.
American Hustle sucked.
That movie sucked my cock hard.
I liked it, but I mean, I think
how
I
did you like that?
It.
It sucked.
Because it's a movie about con artists, and it's a movie that does everything it can to con
the
you into
thinking
it's a
the mafia should have killed them at the end or whatever. I don't remember, but I remember I had a big issue with it. They got off scot-free. They would have gotten got.
Now, what's good about American Hustle is that it's a bunch of bad performances.
Yeah, it was,
yeah, that's why I didn't like it.
It looks like shit, and it's a gimmick, but that's like the kind of the whole point. They're con men, and the movie itself is a con.
Yeah, listen, I don't need the whole movie to be making a point. You know, that's too much for me.
That's
I want to enjoy
is,
myself
this.
While it's going on.
The biggest play in the movie isn't like, you know, the heist with the Sheik or whatever. It's when you get to the end of the movie and you let a bunch of critics tell you that Jennifer Lawrence is a good actress.
She did
the
have the
ultimate rube is you, the viewer, you know, and the critics that fell for it and said that movie was good.
She did
because
have
it's not good. If you're a critic and you think it's good, you're an idiot.
You're a fucking moron for yeah. sure. But them titties were looking juice.
She's hot, dude.
In that movie.
Although I got pissed
she
off.
She had him bouncing.
I got pissed off
that
when
scene
I read
where
she's
dancing and singing and the like improv house cleaning scene. Is one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen.
Well, just being an actor is pretty embarrassing.
It's pretty embarrassing, but they're like, yeah, she totally improv that. I'm like, yeah. It's not surprising. Stupid. It's a fucking jarring yeah. scene.
We improv this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're actors.
It looked like she was acting like a fucking asshole on set, and you just let her go. You know?
Yeah. She really is too famous.
I don't like her because... this is a pretty misogynistic reason, but after the Fappening leak, her like official statement,
what
pissed
you're,
me off.
You're against that she didn't want people to see her fucking titties against her will?
Yeah, she's an actress, dude.
That's rude, dude.
She sells her titties all the time.
No, but on her terms.
Whatever.
I've
it's not
never...
the biggest deal in the world. That's all I'm saying. All
right, leak a picture of your cock.
We're talking. We
leak a picture
this.
Of your cock. Right now, tweet
I'll
a
do that. It's
comment.
Fine.
Well, I
I'm
do
an
feel
actress.
She got treated unfairly because Passengers, which I've defended on the show before.
Yes, you have.
She was bitching about not getting paid as much as men, so she got like $20 million or some fucking outrageous number for that movie, like $7 million more than Chris Pratt.
Oh, damn!
And then everyone was like, "This is the worst movie that anyone's ever made."
Well, that's why. No, I mean, the guy we talked about we talked about it off mic maybe, but the guy that did the Fappening got like 15 years
yeah
in jail.
It's fucked up.
Insane. That I is mean, so long to go to jail.
Yeah, and you can't jerk off in jail.
15
you'll
years
you'll beat the shit
I mean
out
you
of
shouldn't steal people's fucking titties and pussies and put them on display.
That's not
for
why
everyone.
You got 15 years.
It was because
you got 15 years
violating
for humiliating
Apple's
Apple
security protocol. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he got it.
Which is
a
point I already made to Adam, but now he's going to just talk over me. state it as his own opinion.
All right, sorry. I won't talk again. I'm sorry.
You can
thank
talk.
God.
Just don't repeat something that I told you.
Well, that's why, obviously, why he got punished. It. Oh, so you invented that?
Yes, I did.
You're the first person to say
I
that?
I am the first person to say that.
No, it's just a fact.
Is it a fact?
Some may say a tidbit.
We're
a
entering tidbit. Adam's fact corner. Tell us more about the
I'm paleo again.
What? Sorry. I'm being yelled at about the cat going through the garbage.
Yeah, Phyllis is eating your ham garbage.
Phyllis is a bum.